The floods that submerged most of Nigeria's coastal communities between August and October destroyed tens of thousands of hectares of farmland. But agriculture authorities say the torrential rains have left behind rich alluvial deposits and moisture, which has improved the quality of the soil. And that's what Tasiu Sabo is hoping will boost his maize harvest.
We got free seeds and fertilizers. If this crop fails, we could be in serious trouble. It will determine whether we survive or starve before the planting season.
The government is providing small-scale farmers like Tasiu with fertilizer and improved maturing seeds.
It will provide opportunity for the farmers to use the residual moisture and plant crops and also make good harvest out of it.
But there isn't enough to go around.
Officials admit only a fraction of the hundreds of thousands of farmers affected by the floods earlier this year will benefit from a government initiative to help them take advantage of the residual moisture left behind by the floods, which means many of them now in debt face an uncertain future, having lost income and access to food.
The government has yet to determine the extent of damage. Economists say the annual losses floods cause to Nigeria's agricultural industry are unsustainable. All the more reason, they say, why farmers should move from rain-fed agriculture to irrigation. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Wedilu.